What, do you ever see these little things, growing wild around here? They'll come up in your yard, they'll look like a little umbrella. Got a
mushroom.
Some people eat those things, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a certain kind that you eat, a certain kind you don't eat. But I don't really know. I don't think you eat the kind that's brown under the bottom. Some of them just brown on the bottom and not very brown on top, you know. Some of them real brown all over.
Yes, sir.
And then some of them real white. I don't know which is good. I think it's white when you eat.
Yes, sir. I see. You ever heard people call them toasties?
Yeah, sure have.
What about, is that the way they say it? That's a...
frog stew.
Do y'all have birds around here that make this hooting noise that they can see in the dark?
Yeah, that's screech owl. Yeah, screech owl, that's that hooting.
Are those the little ones, the screech owl?
The screech owl, yeah. Are they hooting owls? They are big swamp owls. Yeah. It makes the... big old noise, you know.
That's it. What about that bird that goes around drilling holes in trees?
That's what they call the woodpecker. Woodchucks. Woodchucks are woodpeckers. We have different kinds of them. We have the white wing and red head. And we have a big black one with a red head. And we have two kinds of speckled ones. We got one speckled with a red head, and we have a speckled one all over. Little fella.
What about this animal that's got a white stripe down his back? He smells bad?
That's a civet cat. There's a civet cat and a polecat. And the civet cat will outstink the polecat. Because the civet cat has a short enough sickening scent.
Really?
But the polecat don't have such a sickening scent. Not pleasant at all. But
they're different.
They're different, yes. And we have our polecats are white tops on the head. White head. White cat. And the civet cat's got stripes. You ought to see the old mother and a bunch of them going through the woods. Little ones are following her?
Yes, sir.
I saw that, and that's the prettiest sight in the land, I'm telling you.
How many little ones do they usually have?
3 and 4 and 5. I saw that going through the woods.
What kind of animals would be bad about breaking in your hen roost and killing your chickens?
That's possums and minks. Possums and minks. Minks might be the worst thing because you can get through such a little hole.
Right. Yeah. What would you call just a general name for those kind of animals? You might say, well, I'm going to get my shotgun and take care of those.
Well, if you got different names, I wouldn't know. Quick. You're talking.
Could you say something like, I'm going to take care of those varmints?
Yeah, varmints, yeah. Something, yeah, yeah, that's the name for all of them, varmints.
That's it. You were telling me about squirrels yesterday. Y'all have a little animal that kind of looks like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees and doesn't have that big bushy tail?
No, that's... I mean, you're talking about flying squirrels. They're a squirrel, but they're a flying squirrel. And the way they fly, they climb a tree to the top and jump out. And spread the skin spreads under the belly.
Yes, sir.
And it'll hold them up. They don't hit the ground hard. But they won't hit the ground. They try to hit the bottom of another tree.
Yes, sir.